Next, we go to the decision by the HSE to ban the use of electronic cigarettes in all health service facilities from the beginning of next month. In a moment, we'll speak to a manufacturer of e-cigarettes. But first, here's some of what the HSE's National Director for Health and Wellbeing, Dr. Stephanie O'Keefe, had to say on Morning Ireland.
We know that if people use nicotine replacement therapies that have gone through clinical trials, that they'll double their chances of quitting. And we know that if they then go to a smoking cessation counsellor, and we have services free all around the country, that they'll double their chances again. So I suppose from our perspective, we can't recommend something for quitting that we know hasn't yet been proven to actually work.
Dr. Stephanie O'Keefe of the HSE. We're joined on the line now by Tony Geraghty. He's production director at Rossport Pharmaceuticals, an e-cigarette assembly plant that has already begun production in the Gaeltacht area of Cornamona, close to the Galway-Mayo border. Tony Geraghty, thanks for speaking with us. What there of Dr. O'Keefe's suggestion that we don't know that e-cigarettes actually work, or her contention that e-cigarettes, we don't have evidence that they work in getting people off cigarettes?
Hi, Jonathan. I heard her comments this morning and the ones you just repeated there. There was a longer interview this morning, and I'm quite surprised with some of the statements she made. We're not asking the HSE to endorse the product. We're simply asking that the product be allowed to be available, continue to be available, and those people that choose to use it will continue to be allowed to use it.
And what about the banning of e-cigarettes in hospitals and healthcare facilities?
Well, believe it or not, that's not a massive concern. The concern amongst people who use electronic cigarettes is that they would switch back to cigarettes. And in fairness to the HSE, there is a current tobacco ban. So you can't smoke. So you're hardly, you know, it's not a big deal to go without electronic cigarettes when there isn't the temptation there to use tobacco. I did find it quite strange that they banned the sale of electronic cigarettes in some of the shops on HSE premises. So you can buy, you know, fizzy drinks and chocolate bars and in some cases pornography, but you can't buy electronic cigarettes, which I found was quite strange.
Well, just to clarify that now, the reference to the sale of illicit material is something that we have no knowledge of, and there would need to be an appropriate opportunity for anyone to respond to a suggestion like that. I think perhaps what the HSE is thinking is that if you cannot sell cigarettes in a store, well, then you should not be able to sell e-cigarettes either. They're treating them as the same until evidence arrives to suggest that e-cigarettes work.
The impression that I get is there's a little bit of sensationalism from the HSE about electronic cigarettes. The OECD last year produced a report that showed that the prevalence of adult smokers in Ireland is one of the highest in the OECD, that 29% of adults in Ireland continue to smoke tobacco on a daily basis. That was a report in 2011, or a survey from 2011. It's been an unmitigated disaster, the HSE's program to reduce smoking. And we do pat ourselves on the back for bringing in a smoking ban in pubs and restaurants, and well done on that. But the actual effect of the education and the massive spend, millions of euros every year spent on reducing smoking in Ireland, has been a disaster. Smoking in Germany, where advertising of cigarettes is still legal, is at 22%. Ireland is at 29%. In the US, where tobacco companies have a massive lobbying operation, it's at 15%, almost half the smoking rate in Ireland. In 2 years, electronic cigarettes really took off in the last 2 years. And we've managed to reduce smoking from 29% to approximately 24%. Our research would show that about 5% of smokers have switched permanently over to electronic cigarettes. So in 20 years, the HSE has spent absolutely millions. And in 2 years, we've had the same effect with the introduction of electronic cigarettes.
If you look at some specific concerns, just to focus for a moment on information from the National Poisons Information Centre based at Beaumont, they've received 9 inquiries, they say, in the first 3 months of the year, some relating to the accidental ingesting of liquid nicotine contained in these e-cigarettes by children. Are these e-cigarettes potentially, in certain cases, dangerous?
Absolutely, and that's an important issue. We need to get the education out there to people to be careful with the liquids. They are potentially poisonous, and not just for children, but also for pets. There's much more of an incident being reported to us. They tend to come in plastic bottles with child-proof caps. So there's very few incidents of poisonings with children. And, you know, any are to be avoided. And the vast majority of reports of poisonings are for bleaches and some drugs in houses and makeup and things like that. So the education system should go out there to tell people to be very careful with these products, but also with pets who chew through these plastic bottles. And there are incidents of those being poisoned. But we don't suggest that we ban cosmetics simply because children are poisoned by them. Okay. We educate people to be careful with those products.
Right, we'll leave it there. Tony Geraghty, Production Director at Rossport Pharmaceuticals, thanks for that. More on the news at 1 after this short break.